Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord, and we're going to be concluding that today. We've been talking about what the fear of the Lord is, how we learn to develop the fear of the Lord, and the blessings of it in our life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. It is to stand in awe of Him in reverential respect and reverence to God. As we see Him as pure and holy, we're going to walk uprightly before Him, and we're going to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and because of it, we will depart from all evil in our life. You learn the fear of the Lord as you're taught it by hearing the Word, having a heart that's right with God, that you're going to keep His commandments, and you do the Word consistently, being obedient. Be a tither. Be one who does not walk in the ways of sin. Be one who praises and worships God. And as you delight greatly in His commandments and walk uprightly before Him, and as you perfect holiness by cleansing yourself of the filthiness of the flesh by crucifying the flesh, and the filthiness of the spirit by casting out the demonic spirits, you will perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord in your life. We've talked about the fact that if you don't have change in your life, where is the fear of God? Psalms 55:19. We need to realize that the fear of the Lord is our treasure, and God gives us one heart and one way for us to walk in for our own good. We're to work out our salvation in the fear of the Lord. And as we submit ourselves to the Word of God and one to another, we serve Him with godly fear. And also, we're going to reach out to pull others out of the bondage of sin. And we want to save them with the fear of the Lord before us. We also saw that we need to have a heart that is yielded and tender to God. One who hardens his heart shows a lack of the fear of the Lord. If you'll have the fear of the Lord, you'll be happy and you'll be blessed in your life. We've been looking at these blessings. We're going to conclude today on this subject. We saw the fact that when we have the fear of God before us, He honors us. When we have the fear of God, He teaches us in the way that He chooses, and our soul dwells at ease, and we possess our inheritance. God reveals His secrets to those that fear Him, and He shows us His covenant. Goodness is laid up for those that fear the Lord. As you have the fear of God, He'll hide you in the secret of His presence from the pride of man. He'll hide you secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. The eye of the Lord's upon those that fear Him, that hope in His mercy. He'll deliver your soul from death. Also, the angel of the Lord will encamp round about those that fear Him. That is, those who have the reverential respect of God. They will protect you and deliver you. Also, when we have the fear of God, there won't be any want, there won't be any lack, because God will meet all of your needs. You won't lack for any good thing in your life. As we have the fear of the Lord before us, we'll have length of days. His salvation will come nigh to us, and the mercy of God will be manifest in our life. God will help us. He will be our shield. He will bless those that fear the Lord, and He will establish His Word in our life if we're devoted to the fear of the Lord. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in His ways, the Bible says. We also saw in Psalms 45 about that when we call upon Him, we call upon Him in truth according to the Word. It says He fulfills the desires of those that fear Him, and He's going to hear our cry and save us. God will fulfill the desire of those that have the fear of the Lord. A lot of people are wondering, why aren't my desires fulfilled by the Lord? Well, are you walking in the fear of the Lord? Are you shown forth the fear of the Lord in your life, turning away from sin and walking uprightly and hearing and doing His Word and the heart right before Him and so forth, as we've been talking about? If so, God will fulfill the desire. But if you're not walking in the fear of the Lord, no wonder you haven't seen the desires of your heart come to pass. The Lord takes pleasure in those that fear Him and those that hope in His mercy. And the fear of the Lord will prolong your days. And if you have the fear of the Lord and you do His commandments, God will reward you greatly. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, Proverbs 14:26. See, the fear of the Lord causes you to be in fellowship with the Lord, relying upon His Word, knowing what He'll do. You are going to develop your personal, intimate fellowship with Him, and you will have strong confidence because you'll know what God's going to do in the situation. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And praise God, it's better to have little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith, because you'll have trouble without the fear of the Lord, because the enemy will have place. The fear of the Lord tends to life. The one who has it will abide satisfied. So many people are dissatisfied. They're discontent. That's because they don't have the fear of the Lord before them. If you have the fear of the Lord before you, you will abide, remain, dwell satisfied. And it says you won't be visited with evil. That's in Proverbs 19:23. By humility and the fear of the Lord, He brings riches and honor and life. Praise God. God wants you to have the fear of the Lord. Jesus had it, and He had quick understanding. The fear of the Lord, He wouldn't judge after the sight of His eyes or the hearing of His ears and reprove after that. Instead, He had discernment after the Spirit because of the fear of the Lord. That's what God wants in us. In Exodus 18:21, it talks about how they were to provide out of all the people able men that would fear God, men of truth that were hating covetousness. Those are the ones who are to be placed in rulership over the thousands and the hundreds and the fifties and the tens. This shows you that if you want to be a leader for God, if God's calling you to that, He's not going to place you in that position until you have the fear of the Lord. They were looking for able men that would fear God, men of truth, walking in the Word, hating covetousness. You see, you hate sin. If you have the fear of God before you, you'll be able for God to raise you up into the position of ruling in the body of Christ. So God wants you to be ruling. And it talks about in 2 Samuel 23:3 that those that were ruling over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. You cannot have someone ruling who is not going to be just and is not going to have the fear of the Lord. Another blessing, Malachi 4:2, you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. You want to see God bring healing to you? Get the fear of the Lord established in your life. He'll tread down the wicked under your foot. 2 Kings 17:39, the Lord your God you'll fear. He shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. That's 2 Kings 17:39. When you have the fear of God before you, God says that He'll deliver you. He'll deliver you because you're going to act on His Word. You're going to speak His Word. You're not going to give place to the devil through sin. You're going to be driving out the enemies. You're going to be casting them out. You're going to be cleansing yourself. And God is going to move on your behalf and deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. What a tremendous promise. Hebrews 5:7, speaking of Jesus, who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death, and He was heard in that He feared. He had the fear of the Lord, and He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. As He was praying the Word of God and walking in the ways of God, the enemy would come against Him. And you know, we're going to learn obedience by the things that come against us, because we're going to either choose to hold fast to God's Word in the fear of the Lord, or we're going to give place to the devil in a time of temptation and draw back. Here, He was heard in that He feared. As you have the fear of the Lord and you pray, because you have the fear of the Lord and you stand on His Word and you pray His Word, God is going to hear you, because He hears the prayers of the righteous who pray in line with His Word. And praise God, of course, Jesus saw great results, and we can see tremendous results in prayer. The fear of the Lord is important for you to have to see answered prayer in your life. Proverbs 23:17, let thine heart not envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. God wants you to be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Then you'll not fall into this other areas of sin, such as getting to jealousy or envy of sinners. You see, you're getting your eyes off the Lord and you're looking at other people. Keep yourself in the fear of the Lord, eyes on Jesus, eyes on the Word, listening to the Spirit, following what He tells you to do all the day long. God will bless you, praise God. You know, in Exodus 1, it talks about the midwives that feared God. In verse 17, they didn't as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they saved the men children alive. And when He called for those midwives, He was upset with them. He said, why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? Well, the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, they're lively and are delivered, ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives because of what they did, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, when, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. You know, when you have the fear of the Lord and you won't compromise for anybody, God's going to bless you. He's going to take care of you, and he's going to bring forth your needs. He made them houses, the Bible says in Exodus 1:21, because they had the fear of the Lord before them. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, it talks about, whereas the Holy Ghost saith, today if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation of the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works those 40 years. And he said, I was grieved with that generation. Why? Because they erred in their heart. They didn't know his ways, and they didn't enter into the rest because they had unbelief. He says, take heed, brethren, lest there be an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You see, sin causes a hardening in you. We're made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And this shows the fear of the Lord, as he says in Hebrews 4:1, let us fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that any of us should come short of it. Well, we're not going to come short. We're going to choose the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 1, when they chose the fear of the Lord, they got blessed. But it said they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord with none of his counsel. They despised his reproof, and they ate the fruit of their own way, and they were filled with their own devices. We've got to choose the fear of the Lord by choosing to have reverence and respect unto God. It's going to be evident by what you hear, by what you do, by what you're speaking, by the actions in your life. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says this, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God's looking at everything we do. And what's the conclusion of the whole matter? Fear God, have the reverential respect of God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, and God will bless you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.